Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Kristen Murney started 10 by Kristen, striving to make your space a perfect 10. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Kristen, it's so great to see you. Thanks for coming to the All Indiana Podcast Network studios today.
Thank you for having me, Mel.
You look fabulous, as always.
Oh, thanks.
Do you, is everything organized in your life or just your furniture?
Oh, heavens, no. No, I say this to people all the time when they come to my house. I'm like, okay, yes, I am a professional organizer, but don't look at my kitchen counters right now. Like, I mean, everybody goes through phases of chaos. And with my husband's work right now, it's just stacks of paperwork piled up because I need him to address things and I need to address this. So it's just, yeah, we all have phases. Hopefully in the next couple of months, we'll be back on track.
But creating that space around you where all of this chaos is happening is kind of your, we'll say it's your expertise, right? Like where to put things, how you're arranging things. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about your business for those that aren't familiar with it.
Okay, so 10 by Kristen, I am an interior decorator and organizer. There are kind of three pillars to what 10 by Kristen is. Obviously, the first one is interior decorating services, which can be as little as, you know, helping people pick out paint colors or, you know, as big as completely redoing or renovating a condo or a home. I'm kind of a good first step and sounding board. I'm not an interior designer because I can't tear walls out. You don't want me deciding on that. That's somebody who has a little more architecture background. But I have the ideas. And I have like all the resources in my pocket to kind of help people reach their goals of redoing their home. Even if it's just something small, like going shopping for a couch or a light fixture. So that's the first pillar, interior decorating. The second is obviously home organizing. And that can be office spaces as well. I talk a lot about homes, but I have done some small businesses in town. And then the third pillar is home staging services, where I do not bring furniture into a space, but if somebody's getting ready to list their home for sale, I will go in and help them, you know, use what they've got, be as cost effective as I can to help them get their house ready to sell quickly and for as much money as possible.
Well, and making a big change doesn't have to be expensive, right?
Oh,
like you can make a huge impact with just a few little tweaks.
And I mean, like just even moving your furniture around into a different arrangement. I've had numerous clients over the years be like, well, gee, I wish I'd had you over here 3 years ago. Like, this makes so much more sense. Like, it's just having that outside set of eyes to look at your space a little differently and, you know, maybe suggest, well, why don't we switch how you use this room? Flip-flop a dining room with an office space. And I know that sounds kind of crazy without looking at some of the things that I've done in the past, but, like, it's funny to me how people use their spaces sometimes and to be able to come in and say, like, well, why are you doing this? Because it's just, you know, for example, a formal dining room, a lot of times people don't really spend a lot of time in that space. So why not use it for a more functional space for your family, especially, you know, over this past year with people working from home, you know, homeschooling stuff that people have had to do. My goodness, like there's so many ways to reimagine spaces.
What is it that you see that we don't? You know, I've had this experience with you. Full disclosure, we were getting ready to move. You came over, helped us stage your house. Then we decided not to move, so you came back and helped us figure out where everything needed to go. Then we were moving again, so you came back and helped us stage your house. And then over the pandemic in our new house, we were doing virtual tours.
Yes.
Right? And you were helping me figure out where to put things so everything just kind of, you know, flowed and made sense and was practical, mm-hmm. right? How many houses have we been in where you're just like, this makes no functional sense at all. So what do you see that we don't?
I don't even quite know how to answer that question. This is something that's always just been in me. My parents are both very organized people. So I grew up like loading a suitcase and then loading the trunk of a car with your luggage. It was like a Tetris game for my dad. Mm-hmm. And I kind of learned to have fun with it too. And, you know, when you go to the airport and TSA goes through your bag, it's like my worst nightmare because I like have everything packed in such a way where I know exactly where it's going to be. And then TSA goes in and tears it all up. You know, what? Oh, it's just so stressful. Anyway, for me, just walking into a space, like I see its potential, I guess, is the one thing that I can see that some people can't. And that's why I think I've done a good job with the home staging consultations, is helping a seller getting the house ready to make it more appealing to more buyers so that those people can see the potential in the home. So it's about, you know, the vision in my head being able to come out and be brought to life.
Well, and I think too, a lot of times sellers, you know, they don't think of who's buying. They just think that, hey, we need to move on, right? Mm-hmm. We need to get out. But people can be looking at properties for different purposes, right? And I remember when we bought our house, even just having a little dining table, little round dining table with two chairs, made me realize this room that looked like it was supposed to be a living room, oh, that has room for dining. Like, we could put a table there and kind of make the kitchen look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But without that there, I would have been like, oh, that's a family room. That's an awkward spot for it.
Yeah, you know? No,
that's
exactly.
That's what you're kind of helping people sort out.
Yeah, the doing interior decorating and organizing for clients who are actually going to be staying in their home, it has a completely different meaning than a home staging consultation does. Because, you know, maybe you have what's technically an office space in your home, but you've been using it as an extra bedroom. And, you know, you just have some dressers in there for storing clothes, but it's not actually a closet, so it can't technically be a bedroom. And so staging it differently, if it's possible, I understand, you know, people who are listing their homes for sale do still have to live there. So we have to make some modifications sometimes, but being able to change what that space is being used for so that the potential new owners can see what this home can be for them. So yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, is this something you wanted to be when you were little, or what did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't remember anything other than an interior decorator, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, I took ballet, but I kind of hated it. So, like, I didn't want to be a ballerina. Like, I will say this. There was one time I thought it would be really cool to be an archaeologist, because mm-hmm. I'm super meticulous and I like finding things and discovering things. But then I learned that they have to deal with spiders, and that's mm-hmm. not my thing. Like tarantulas and cages. Uh-huh. I can't be in a desert with the potential of a tarantula coming up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but that's the only other thing that I can even think of. So I've always, even since I was a kid, my family and my friends would always ask me to help them pick out, you know, a new bedspread or paint colors or, you know, help them rearrange furniture in a room. Like, I've just done it my whole life. So
when did you decide to make it a business?
Oh boy. So I owned a business prior to 10 by Kristen. I was called Compass Rose Consulting, and I did eminent domain work for the state of Indiana. So building highways, and those homes or businesses that are in the path of said highway need to be moved. And that's what I did. I got yelled at a lot, and it was awful.
Wait, explain this process a little bit for those that aren't familiar with it.
Okay. So eminent domain is the most obvious Indiana, mark or road that you would think of is the I-69 project. Mm-hmm. That has been going on for decades. I mean, that was stuff we were down in, you know, like, I think Washington, Indiana. Is that a place?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I've blocked a lot of this from my memory.
So 69 stretches from Evansville, it's south of Evansville, but mm-hmm. Evansville, Indiana. The goal is to link it up to 465 here in Indianapolis. I remember protests about this when I was in college, right? And I've been out of college a long time. And so they're trying to build this big connector because the goal is, you know, to get from Mexico to Canada, right?
On one road. That is exactly
it. And so I'm sure if you've driven in any of those areas, it looks a lot different now than it used to. And some of those things that were there had to go away.
Yes. So we were out on country roads in the middle of nowhere. There was more than one occasion where it was like a family compound where like the mom and dad and have the main house and then grandma lives, you know, in this little guest house off to the side. And then, you know, a couple of kids have put up, you know, modular homes, you know, down the street on the same piece. And we were going right through the middle of it. So we were relocating, you know, farming businesses. We were relocating numerous families on, you know, one piece of, I mean, it was a lot of work. But yeah, so these places are just there. Another project that I did was, the US 31 expansion going north. A lot of between 465 and US 32, a lot of that was actually assigned to me. And, yeah, I was taking people's businesses and helping them find another place for their home or their business. That's what I did. So, you know, these are people who don't want to sell their homes and they have to, like that's what eminent domain is. So, yeah, you very rarely, were greeted with a smile at the beginning. Some, you know, by the end, most people realized that I was trying to help them and, and appreciated how hard I worked, but, I got yelled at a lot.
Yeah.
And so one of these episodes of me, like I had been yelled at all day, and then like I had been yelling at the firm that had hired me because it was taken over into 6 months to get paid. Sometimes it was ridiculous, and I was just on the phone with my husband, just like screaming. And he goes, "You have to stop. This has got to stop. Like we don't need you to do this anymore. Like it was too much." So I made the decision to shut down that business, but not actually knowing what I was going to do next. And Dan and I were in the car one day and we were talking about getting a water feature.
Your husband?
Yes, my husband, Dan. We were in the car talking about this water feature, Bubbling Boulder. And I was like, well, we'll get more enjoyment if it's in the backyard, but it's really, you know, we kind of envisioned it in the front all along. And so I was back and forth. And I was like, I wonder what feng shui would say. So I Googled, you know, where you should put a water feature per feng shui. And my husband, as he's driving, kind of looks at me. He goes, I have never seen you get this excited about anything. Like, I'm pretty sure this is what you should be doing with your life. So for those who don't know, feng shui is an ancient Chinese method of placing things using colors, textures, elements, just to bring balance to a space. So it's been around for centuries. And I just use the basic concepts of that, of like, how does this space make you feel? That's the bottom line. You know, there's use of color and things involved. You know, if you want to get down into the nitty gritty of feng shui, there are a million things I don't know about it. But I know the basics and can make sure a space feels good. So that's what feng shui is. Kind of at the root of all I do.
And so you got really excited about this. You turned it into a business. How long have you been doing it now?
I am over 7 years now.
What keeps you motivated?
Every project is different and every person is different. Like their style, you know, I'm fairly eclectic myself, so I can kind of adapt to all different styles. So, you know, sometimes you have a very traditional, I did a project very recently. It was very traditional and, you know, kind of neutral colors. But then like I convinced her to do an accent wall. And I believe the paint color was called Enigma, but it was like this beautiful, deep plum purple color. And it's just the smallest little accent wall in a powder bathroom, but she loves it so much. I remember doing that with my mom too, even. She redid a room in her house and I convinced her to use kind of a grayish purple color. And she's like, I don't like purple. Well, after we got it done, she texted me from the new dining room. She's like, I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee, admiring my purple wall. And I'm like, okay, well, there you go. You know, I can help people, again, seeing the potential in the space and maybe stretching their imagination a little bit further than what they had originally thought. So every project is different.
So you help them fall in love or stay in love with their space. Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Kristen has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
is it local?
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hey, it's Jason here from McFarling Foods, your local distributor and restaurant partner. And I'm speaking with one of our associate buyers, Lexi Dames. Lexi, what's it been like to be Miss Circle City and also work at McFarling Foods?
It's been so great. I knew when I started that it was more than a 9-to-5. For me, it felt more like a community, not just within like the office, but within our partners outside of the office.
You know, it's so great to have you as an employee, as a colleague, as a peer, and we think it's a special community here at McFarling Foods, and I'm so glad to hear that you feel the same.
The second I walked into this building on my first day, I felt like I was already a part of the team. I wasn't just the quote unquote new girl. And I think that extra support is something that I love and I'm so thankful for.
And we're proud to support Lexi as she competes in July for the title of Miss Indiana USA.
We've been chatting with Kristen Murney of 10 by Kristen, who started her business doing interior decorating, feng shui consultations, organizing, home staging, all the things in 2014. Kristen, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
Well, I talked before about the business that I owned before, 10 by Kristen, and that was so strange because there's only a handful of people that do that type of work in the state, and there's projects going on all the time. You don't even realize, I-69, US 31, those are big ones, but like all those roundabouts, if there's a house involved in building a roundabout, we were involved in doing that, like all over the state of Indiana.
And you're referring to relocating people that
Correct.
Were affected by eminent domain for these projects.
Exactly. So work just landed on my lap constantly. There were times where I had over 75 assignments at any given point. So, the work just landed there and you did it. And then when I decided to do interior decorating, I was like, how do I do this as a job? What am I doing? And so I got a coach and, led to do, networking programs and things like that. So, I learned along the way, but the hardest thing for me was just that change of mindset. And one of the other things that came at the beginning, I was like, who is going to hire me to do this? Like, I love it so much. It's like, who's going to pay me to do what I love? Because in my head, it's so easy. And like, it's just kind of a no-brainer what paint colors you should pick. But the very first client I had, I was like, oh, this is the kind of person who's going to hire me. Like, I mean, it was a nice man and he just had no idea what to do with his space. And I'm like, okay, well, this is why I'm here. This is why I exist. So.
Well, and is that the most rewarding part?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my gosh. It's so fun to, even with the home stagings, people who are getting ready to sell their house, the changes that we can make to even make them kind of sometimes a little sad to be leaving, like, oh, hey, this is a really cool idea. I wish I'd had you here years ago to change this before we moved away. But yeah, it's just so fun to see people light up with their new space. So
what are some of the most common mistakes or most common habits we have in our space?
Oh my gosh. Habits are, I think the number one thing to me is just not ever changing anything about your space. Like you get it done and you're like, okay, great. It's perfect now. But then like, you don't change it for years. And like, I feel like that creates kind of a stagnant energy. That goes back a little bit to feng shui there, but it just, if you don't make changes and rearrange things and add new pieces, delete old pieces, like if you don't make changes from time to time, it just gets boring. You want to spruce it up a little bit every once in a while.
And we've all seen those time capsules too, haven't we?
Oh yeah, which are fun. I have to admit, like some of those cool, mid-century modern things that you see now online a lot. Gosh, it's so neat to see those. But yeah, maybe just even if changing paint colors is still a little bit of a change from time to time.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Well, have help. Get advice for sure, but do it. I have friends that I've been trying to convince for years to just bite down and do it. And I understand that you have to, the timing has to be right sometimes, like, you know, in terms of your financials and, you know, maybe family things. So I do understand having to plan, but if you've thought about it, start planning now, because it's, you don't want to wait till it's too late and you can't do it. So like, yeah, start putting the pieces in place now. If you can maybe do a little freelance on the side of something that you love to do, because it's going to keep your mojo going. I have a good friend that is an artist. You know, she works, for a big company and she does her day job, but then in the evening she posts pictures of the cute and creative things that she's doing in her studio. Like, and then she'll go to art shows from time to time and sell things. So actually wearing earrings from her today. So she's fantastic. And that just keeps her glass full, you know, like, so yeah, if you've ever thought about starting a business, start small if you have to and just do it.
Kristen, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Oh man. Being an Indiana original, to me is, you know, kind of that stamp of being like, I am here, I'm a Hoosier, and please support me. But supporting local, like, oh my gosh, especially during this pandemic has just been so critical to, seeing a lot of these restaurants shutting down and like, it just breaks my heart to not be able to go to some of my favorite places anymore. And I realized that can happen to any of us, small business owners, especially. So local, support local. Just do what Mel says. Just follow Mel's instructions. Just do what Mel says and everything will be fine.
Oh, I wish the world would be a better place if everything I said made the world better. Kristen, besides IndianOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Well, you can find me on my website at 10bykristen.com. And it's TEN by Chris 10. That's how I came up with the name of my business, because my name is Chris 10, like a perfect 10. Mm-hmm. So here to make your space a perfect 10. So 10bykristen.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook under the same name.
Kristen Murney, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you, Mel.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana Original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.